This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the Betting Weekly MLS podcast brought to you by BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Head on over to BetRivers.com today. Sign up for an account and get yourself in on the action. I'm your host, Thomas Viola, and joining me, as always, the man from Bogota, the international man of mystery, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, Taylor Wilson. Taylor, I understand you are feeling a little bit under the weather today. We're both a little banged up here, but the good news, and totally one-sided good news, shout out to Portland, 3-1 over Austin. I called the midweek madness and actually managed to come out ahead by about 4.5 units here. Specifically, I went 8-5 for 4.98 units won. I understand that you were not quite as successful on another brutal midweek.
I do my best, Tom, to just run away from these shows after midweek slates because things just continue to bleed units on my end. I was on the exact opposite end, down 4 units and change, 2-7-1. A couple just absolute late game heartbreakers for me. You lose the Toronto result on the money line in the 89th minute. You lose a Seattle 2-1 potential money line hit that would have basically saved the entire midweek. And naturally, their complete implosion and collapse continues, Tom. We'll talk about them a little bit later here on the show. But to me, that's the headline of this midweek. They have a 2-0 lead, you know, going into that parts of that second half, and they throw the entire game away, lose it 3-2. And suddenly the Sounders are a couple games worth of points outside of a playoff spot in the Western Conference. And, you know, you and I were looking up and down the futures board in the first half of the season saying, hey, this is the Sounders' time. It's time to take the Sounders. You know, they're going to get hot. We know what happens in the second half of the season. It has not been that case so far this second half, Tom, with a lot of Sounder trouble. So my troubles went beyond just that. I had a very rough midweek across the board. Hopefully we can bounce back on this slate, Tom.
Yeah, the Sounders, it's just been injury after injury for them, and they just really have not been able to get it going this season. You have the CONCACAF Champions League to hang your hat on and say the season was a success, but I think missing the playoffs for the first time in team history gonna hurt a lot here. But we digress. It is time for another weekend slate, and I gotta say, there are some games I really love, some games I really hate on this one. We're gonna start off with one that I like. The Columbus Crew take on the Chicago Fire here. And we've got the Crew at -115 home favorites, the Fire +280, and the draw at +275 in this one. I have zero interest in Chicago overs. The defense has still been a little bit stingy, but the offense has come back down to earth. This team had that nice little run and made you think, maybe they could sneak in there in the postseason. But no. Chicago is back down to earth. They are not winning enough games to get above the line. Columbus, however, has been figuring out how to win. I think the under 2.5 might be reasonable in this game, but you risk a Columbus blowout here. I'm going to stick to the Crew money line -115 is my play in this game.
Well, it's full agreement out the gate, which of course I love. You don't, Tom, to start us off here. The first market I was looking at was kind of a Thomas Viola special, a tie no bet potential here. Just, you know, taking a look at where those numbers are at. Can you pair it with something else? Unfortunately, just prohibitive at -240 in this spot. And that's because of kind of what Columbus has become here over the past couple of months. Just one loss in their last 15 games, Tom. That is a huge sample size at this point. The issue with them, of course, is the draws. Games that they should be winning falling into draws. So that's what could potentially hurt you in a spot like this. But you and I are in agreement in terms of fading the Fire. It feels more likely in this juncture that they're going to finish closer to DC at the bottom of the East, as opposed to someone right in the playoff zone. They have one win in their last six. The bottom has fallen out from under them, as you know, I was kind of skeptical of them all year. They then had a really nice stretch right in the middle of the season. And that feels very much in the rearview mirror now. So Full agreement, Tom, minus 115. I think it's a reasonable money line price for a better team at this point, Columbus.
I completely agree with you there. Let's see if that agreement continues into this next game. New York Red Bulls versus the Philadelphia Union. The Red Bulls at home, plus 138. The Union, plus 180. And the draw, plus 250 here. I'm pretty sure I'd have to go back, but it's at least five straight games now that the Red Bulls have been involved in that I have taken the wrong play. Whether it's been side or total, I have been completely wrong in every spot with this team, and it has been incredibly annoying. But I like this spot here. Philly is the hottest team in the league, and after yet another devastating LAFC loss, they're now tied on points to claim the supporter shield. I love this team and what they're doing right now. They look like dead-on favorites to win the whole thing. And New York Red Bulls have weirdly enough been the second worst home team in the league behind DC. I'll take Philly as a road dog plus 180 here all day, every day.
Yeah, I mean, it is really one of the weirdest paradoxes in the league. The Red Bulls third in the Eastern Conference, but the second worst home team in all of MLS. Make it make sense. It's just four wins in 14 home games. That's the exact same as DC United. Absolute craziness when the Red Bulls go back to North Jersey. I think the price is completely wrong, Tom. We're rolling on full agreement here. I had the Union locked in at plus 185. I do feel more comfortable offering Philly plays at this point down the stretch run of the season than LAFC plays, I would say, because it does seem. Yeah, I mean, well, just looking at the rosters alone, Philly continuing to play their guys, continuing to kind of play this set 11. And we'll also see how this chemistry rolls into the playoffs and potentially helps Philly get over some of these postseason humps as well. You know, MLS Cup playoffs, you never know what'll happen. But, the Gazdag, Ure, Carranza trio, all those dudes played in a midweek game at home to a bad Atlanta team. I think that's a pretty good sign of what Philly is looking at priority-wise going forward. I think they want the supporters' shield. And I think even more importantly, they want to keep some of this chemistry going to roll into the playoffs. So this team is absolutely on fire right now. Look, the Red Bulls are decent. Coming off of a nice away win at Montreal, where somehow neither team cleared one expected goal, when I thought that would be an absolute goal fest. So same, that's kind of what happens. Yeah, I mean, when the Red Bulls are on the road, that pressing style, like, they really just, you got to throw some of that stuff out the window. But they're not on the road in this spot. They are at home. And what does that mean for the Red Bulls? Oddly, typically can try to fade them, especially against a good Philly team in this spot. So the price is wrong, Tom. I'm with you on this one.
Speaking of terrible Atlanta teams, Atlanta United heads to Portland now. It was plus 230 dogs. Portland minus 103 in the draw, plus 290 here. I've got two plays in this game, Taylor, because Atlanta sucks. This season is over. Put the nail in the coffin. They're not going to have any interest in going all the way to Portland to beat a Timbers team that is fighting tooth and nail for a playoff spot and coming off a big midweek win. I like Portland here, and because it's Atlanta, I like the over as well. So I'm looking at the Timbers minus 103 and what's probably going to end up being an over three in the minus 130 range.
Exact same read. We're just doing slightly different plays on this one. You're absolutely right. I say this as a United fan. The concerning, among many concerning things with them is, in this league, pretty much anyone can beat anyone on any given night. You know, people like to say that about the Premier League, but it's not really true, right? It'll occasionally happen. In MLS, we saw what happened in this midweek, some absolutely insane upsets. This league, you have no idea what's coming game to game. And despite that, Atlanta's wins this year have almost exclusively been against bad teams. They did the double over DC. They beat Charlotte at home. They beat SKC at home. They beat the Fire at home. They've just drawn or better against a playoff team seven times in 27 games overall this year. They don't do well against good teams. And I don't know if Portland is a great team, but they're certainly a decent to good team. They're certainly better than Atlanta. Atlanta's also really, really bad in away matches, just 1-13 now. That was at DC. So all of this just points to a Portland win. I feel very confident on that side. Don't love the prices. I'm going to try a single game parlay with both teams to score because I do feel like Atlanta pretty reliably is giving you that goal. The Philly game is a good example, even getting run off the field. They were in that game at times early because of what this attack can do in games basically centered around Thiago Almada at this point. So those two things paired together give me a +245 price tag. Atlanta has hit 8 of their last 10 games on both teams to score plays. Portland, they've hit 9 in a row. I like that to pair with a Timbers win here, Tom, at +245.
I'm with you. I think, like you said, same read, different ways to bet it. I'm not pairing anything together, but I'll take both plays on their own in this one. The next game up, Toronto versus Montreal in a battle of Canada. Montreal +205 on the road in this one. Toronto +117 and the draw +265. The over 2.5 is -175 right now. And looking at this game, Toronto, you need to get your crap together if you want to make the playoffs. A win here puts the Canadian Italians above the playoff line for the moment, but they cannot keep dropping points. They fought hard to come back and draw LA, but they need more. They're unbeaten in 5 at home, but Montreal will play tough in this Canadian rivalry. I can't pick a winner here, though I'd have to lean Montreal based on price and their ability to play away from home. What I am going to do is I'll take another over 3. Going to guess that it's going to fall around -120 here. That's the spot that I have to look in. These teams will like to score goals, and I think that this one will definitely be at least a 4-goal affair.
Well, it's one of those weeks so far, a Tom T. Will agreement week. I just, you know, similar read, just slightly different play here. I'm going over 2.75. Laying -129, absolute same read. I love the circle the calendar type matches to go over typically in this league, Tom. This is a big clash. It was 1-0 last time they met, but this was before the Italians' arrival. They were completely different teams. Toronto did beat Montreal 4-0 in the Canadian Championship. Also, very different teams at that juncture of the season. I'm not going to look too much into either of those games. You just know that both of these teams can score. Montreal, 4th most goals in MLS. Toronto is still well off that pace because of the first half of the season, but really, since Insigne and Bernardeschi have come through, have been one of the highest scoring teams in Major League Soccer over those 8 games. So
you have to measure Toronto solely by those, exactly, by those standards. You can't count the first half.
Yeah, exactly. Because it really has been a tale of 2 seasons for them. The one thing, I mean, the defense, it's improved a little bit here over the last month plus. There are still some real issues there, which is why I feel even more comfortable going over here, Tom, at 2.75 goals.
I'm telling you, Taylor, this Toronto team, I'm betting them preseason next year to win the entire thing. I think next year they're going to be ridiculously good. This year they're just a wild card who might even miss the playoffs. But we move on to the next game right now. DC United versus the Colorado Rapids. DC +135. The Rapids +170 on the road here, and the draw +270. Colorado's had a rough string of road opponents. DC's coming off a big win over NYCFC. I don't trust either team. Colorado's road record is too abysmal for me to trust them, even if the quality of opponents has been a little better. But DC could have a late season surge to build on for next year. I have a couple games this week, unfortunately, that I'm not taking a stake in. This is one of them.
No, Tom. No, I needed you to get something in this game. I needed to back off some kind of a Viola play here, some kind of Viola magic.
I can't do it. There's nothing to play in this game.
I have the exact same situation. I have a big, bold no touch here, Tom. This is a spot where you want to fade both teams. DC, credit to them, coming off of by far their biggest result of the year, but it's an NYCFC team that we'll talk about in a little bit that is in complete shambles. I would say that result says a lot more about the latter than DC. The Rapids are still the worst road team in MLS on points per game. They have just 1 win in 13 away matches. It's gotten even worse lately, too. They've got an outscore 12-2 in their last 3 road games. And DC, by the way, haven't won back-to-back games in MLS since February, March. Remember, the season started in February, which sounds crazy at this point as we're recording in September. So all of this is to say, if you can find a way to fade both teams, if you can defy the laws of physics, make it happen. But I have to stay away here, Tom.
I'm completely with you. A universal no-touch play here in this one. But let's talk about that NYCFC team in free fall as they head to New England, where they are +165. The Revs +32 in this spot, and the draw at +290. Oh, man, this is another interesting one. New York now lost 5 of 6. They are flailing. Their defense has been an issue. Only one of those games has gone under, but mostly thanks to them giving up at least 2 goals per game. The Revs, they have a scoring problem and haven't been great lately either. I lean New England, but I don't want to bet this game. The price on them at home is pretty good, and that's the best that I can say here. If I have to pick a spot, I'm going Revs plus 132.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying a Revs play here as well. Same read, slightly different play. I'm absolutely fine fading NYC right now. It's 5 losses and 6. The biggest concern for them is they've conceded 2 or more goals in every loss of that stretch. The Revs, meanwhile, have been all over the place. You mentioned your issues with Red Bull betting this year. I seem to be in a similar camp with the Revolution, Tom, where I'm just on the wrong side seemingly every time out. A lot of the issue with them is, you know, could be wins falling into draws, etc. That's why I'm going to go Revolution tie no bet at minus 134 to just take that result out of the equation, give myself a chance to just kind of forget about this game if the Revs don't get out of here with a win. Quick shout out to Carlos Hill, though, having an MVP contender season once again. He could absolutely go off for back-to-back MVPs. So it's kind of weird how quietly he's having an outstanding season again. I think the fact that the Revs are just very much middling right there in the heart of the East table says a lot about kind of what they are, a little bit monochromatic, you know, bring back the old logo, etc., etc. But they're only a point off a playoff spot right now. So a lot still to play for New England. And I do think just looking at what these defensive issues are for NYCFC, which do not bode well for the playoffs, I think a tough road spot for them here. So Revs tie no bet minus 134.
The MVP this year is not coming out of New England. I can tell you that for a fact. It is going to be one of Haney Mukhtar or Sebastian Driussi. That is fully what I believe is going to happen here. And coincidentally, they're going up against each other in this one. Nashville versus Austin. Nashville minus 117 at home. Austin plus 260 on the road and 3-1 for the draw. You know, Austin as a road dog has made me a lot of money this season, but Nashville is all of a sudden hot again, and beating the Ville at home is not going to be easy. I'm not too worried about Austin after their loss to Portland. That game was a we called that letdown spot after the big win over LA. This team is still up there and looking like the best team in the West right now, but I'm wary of a Nashville team that has won 3 straight now, all in convincing passion, albeit against mid-tier opposition. I lean Austin. If I'm going to make a play on a side, I'm taking Austin plus 260. But I guarantee, well, guarantee is a strong word, but my preferred play in this one, you're getting over 2.5 at minus 152 on two teams who love to score goals. I will take that. I will take a both teams to score price in this game. However you want to play it, that's how I do it. Both teams to score is also minus 152. You can take it either way. I think you get there.
Tom, our brains are too aligned on MLS at this point for you to be like 45 units ahead of me on the season. This is fantastic. We have a very similar read here. I'm going to go 2 separate plays. I usually don't do this. I kind of try to pick one or the other, but I am going to go both teams to score. Yes. At minus 152 and separately over 3 at plus 123. I'm just going to play both of those. Obviously could get some fruitful returns on both. Not going to pair them together or anything. I especially love both teams to score here, hence the price. Nashville 14-4 in their last 18 on BTTS. Austin 14-4 in that same stretch on both teams to score. So two very reliable both teams to score teams, which tends to be a pretty solid play in this league. Austin 6-2-3 on over threes in their last 11 games. That one feels a little bit more kind of push adjacent. You could certainly go more in the Tom camp of 2.5 or 2.75 if you don't want to go all in on the over 3. But like I say, I'm going to go fairly conservative at both teams to score and then a little bit more aggressive on the over 3. You mentioned Haney Mukhtar, also just a quick shout out for him. 5 goals and 2 assists in this 3-game winning streak for Nashville. I looked into potential goal scorer props with him, and the markets are all over it. You can't even get a plus price on him to score in this game, Tom, at minus 103 in this spot. If you wanted something a little frisky and interesting, you could maybe try first goal scorer at plus 340 because he is that hot at this point where it's maybe worth a try on something like that. But not an official play for me. My two plays here are both teams to score, yes, minus 152 and over 3 at plus 123 separate.
You know, true story on a goals to score market, thought about a Gareth Bale in-game to score with LAFC last night. And as I was about to do it, there was that moment where they had that insane sequence where a ball went off the crossbar and then Bale heads it straight into the goalkeeper. And then 2 seconds later, he has an open net and the Houston defender comes sliding in to stop him. Thank God I didn't place that bet. I would have been fuming.
Oh yeah.
Aside from already losing my LA bet, but I made it all back on Portland. So we're okay. LAFC, though, not very okay as they host Salt Lake. They are minus 245 favorites in this spot at home. RSL 6-1 underdogs and plus 375 on the draw. LA losers of three straight now sit tied with Philly for the supporter shield. Dreams of a points record lay in tatters. And now they come home to play an RSL team that's suddenly unbeaten in four. Granted, RSL is a much better home side than road team. I don't expect them to win here, but 6-1 is too insane in this spot. It's a play on a price, but if LA can lose three straight, why can't they lose four and continue the free fall here? I will take 6-1 with RSL in this one.
I don't blame you. I mean, it's a crazy price. LAFC a little bit in New York Yankees mode right now, where it looks like the greatest season ever into suddenly like real problems poking their head out here in the late stretch of the season. I'm not maybe as concerned on them as you are right now, Tom, just because of how much rotation they've been doing. But, you know, they played a decent amount of starters there in that midweek situation. So there are some concerns. We'll talk about them more as we get to the playoffs. I'm going to try both teams to score yes here. Another juice price. You're going to be laying juice on pretty much any both teams to score play the rest of the way in MLS. This is minus 155. My first thought was you can't do this on a road RSL team, but they've actually scored in seven straight away matches. So they give you the goal that you need in a lot of those spots. LA has enough defensive issues, I would say, where I feel confident enough they'll let one in for RSL. And I think they'll absolutely give you what you need on their end. They're 8-4 themselves in their last 12 on BTTS. So I know this is the type of play people like really get scared about laying massive juice in MLS. I think in the both teams to score market, going into the minus 150s, the minus 160s is pretty reasonable the way these have been hitting in most slates so far this season. So both teams to score here, Tom.
I'm completely with you. And Taylor, that is going to do it for us here on the video portion of our program today. Guys, if you want to hear the rest of the slate breakdown, head on to the podcast platform of your choosing. We are available pretty much everywhere as Betting Weekly MLS. And of course, don't forget, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, share us with your friends, and head on over to betrivers.com today. Get yourself signed up and in on the action. Guys, that'll do it for us. Good luck on the weekend, and we will see you next week. And all right, Taylor, now we pick it on up here with our audio viewers. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us here as we head back on up the card to clean up the rest of the games on this slate, starting with Minnesota versus Dallas. I've got a couple plays in this one here. Minnesota minus 110, Dallas plus 250, and the draw plus 290. I'm going to do two things here. First, I'm taking Minnesota on the money line by itself, but I'm also going to do a same game parlay here, Taylor. Minnesota has not played an under 2.5 match since a 2-0 win versus DC on July 17th. Yes, they just lost 3-0 to RSL, but they've not lost at home since a May 29th match with New York City. Four wins and two draws in that time. I'm going to play Minnesota by itself for the minus 110 and also take a same game parlay on them with the over here for plus 170.
Yeah, I think that's all pretty sensible. Dallas just one win in their last seven away matches. They're slightly above average away team on the year. But I'm willing for the Loons to kind of completely ignore that 3-0 loss at RSL. They didn't start a single one of their six highest rated players on the season, courtesy of FOTMOB. That includes Emmanuel Reynoso, one of the best players in the league this year. I'm fine not looking too deep into that result. That, to me, had a lot more to do with rotation. And I think this is a fairly reasonable price to take a Minnesota United team that at this point is kind of approaching the mode. Again, I'm ignoring the midweek loss, approaching the mode for me of teams you do not want to play in the playoffs. I think they're very much in that group. I think they'll show that kind of form in a lot of these games down the stretch run of the season. And you're still getting pretty solid prices on them in the market. I understand there's a minus in front of this one, but I had it at minus 109. Give me Minnesota United. Just a simple money line here, Tom.
I'm with you. I think the over is honestly also worth playing on its own, but I like this. I like this same game parlay together. I see goals in this game. I think, and I see that Minnesota is going to win it. I want to be covered always and together in case we only get one of the two, but I like all three of those there. The next game up, I do not like anything in FC Cincinnati versus Charlotte. Cincy -137, Charlotte +335, and the draw +290. Charlotte is reverse Austin. I love the prices that you can get on them on the road, but I hate the fact that the team is terrible. Cincy, just one loss in their last 13 games, Taylor. Yet, not even above the playoff line, just two wins in that same stretch. Incredible record of draws. They sit 1 point below the line. They need a win here. Fortunately for them, Charlotte, again, on the road, terrible. Making this a prime spot for such a result, especially after hanging tough with a rough schedule over those last 13. Unfortunately, I don't really want to lay -137 here when this could very well be a draw, and I also don't want to take a draw no bet or a plus half goal the other way. I'm going to stay away from this game. I can't find a price that gives me enough to want to risk anything.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, my first thought here was, all right, what can I do on Cincy and an over 1.5 team goals, maybe same game parlay? Can I get a price that's worth trying? That's only even, Tom, in terms of what you're getting for pairing those together. And that's just not like, I don't need that for a Cincy team that has not been reliable in the least to win games. They've been in pretty much every game they play, but actually winning them has been a different story. One thing we know with them is they can score goals, tied for the sixth most goals scored in MLS. They're averaging 2 goals scored a game over their last 11, pretty close to that in terms of their average for the year. And Charlotte, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, just 2 wins in 14 away matches. They've also lost 6 of 8 of their last games overall. So it hasn't really mattered more recently if they're home or away. Charlotte has just not been good in the month of August and even beyond that a little bit. You know, both teams are rested. Neither one had to play midweek for what it's worth. But again, I just kept trying to find ways to kind of take Cincy, maybe try a team goals bet, fading Charlotte in some way. And I couldn't find anything super creative. So I actually am just going to try that money line, Tom. I had it locked in at -134 before. This is far from one of my favorite plays of the week, but I do think Charlotte is that bad at this point. We already know that Charlotte has been terrible on the road so far this year. Could absolutely see this thing finishing in a draw. You know, I consider it a tie no bet play here, but it's in the -200s. There's just no price to take there. So if you're going to take another game away, I don't mind staying away from this one, but for the good of the show, I'll offer a play in the -130s on the Cincy money line.
You are making up for me being a coward this week, and I appreciate it. The LA Galaxy Sporting Kansas City game is next up on our list, though, and I've got one here because LA -167 on the money line, KC 380 underdogs, and +330 on the draw. Dare we take a chance on Sporting +380? 3 wins in 4 for them, some very high-scoring affairs in that mix, but they've struggled to get it done on the road. LA is unbeaten in 4 straight and is cobbling together enough results to maybe make the playoffs, but they haven't kept a clean sheet since Atlanta on July 25th. With Sporting's humming offense, I don't think that they beat LA in their own house, but I do think they get a goal. So I'm going to take both teams to score at -167.
I have 2 separate plays here. SKC, they've been genuinely like a plucky, tough to beat side since some of those summer arrivals came in. Willy Agata, Eric Tommy, and company. They've won 3 of their last 4. Let's remember, they beat this Galaxy team 4-2 in August as well, which is the one part of this that kind of scares me away, right? Can they really do the double after having just played them? And what do I say about the Galaxy, Tom? I'm always wrong. They're very similar to my New York Red Bull situation as well. So very scared about a side. Having said all that, it's moving in the wrong direction. I locked in an SKC price at +400 earlier. Ooh. When I got it at a clean 4-1. I am going to take that straight up as one play. Separately, Tom, I have the exact same play as you. Both teams to score, yes, at -167. You know, Sporting have scored 12 goals over their past 4 games. They can genuinely get forward here over the last month or so. In the Galaxy, their defense hasn't really convinced me at all the entire season. So let's try that separately. Maybe a potential weak unit saver if SKC can win this game.
That would be a very big one indeed. Seattle next up. Speaking of big ones, they play the Houston Dynamo in Seattle, minus 141 favorites. Dynamo plus 350 in the draw, plus 290 here. All right, Seattle, it is now or never. Either you're winning or you're going home. Houston had a big home win over LA in the midweek, but a trip up to Lumen is not fun. With their backs against the wall, I'm taking Seattle minus the goal at plus 128 here. I like the return, and I'm okay on some push protection. I have no interest in the money line. Either I'm right and Seattle gets the win, and at the very least I get my money back, or I'm wrong and I lose money either way. I'll take an out with a push if they win by one. I'm comfortable not winning money on this bet as long as I'm not losing either. But this is basically just doubling down and saying, backs against the wall, absolutely need it. Either they're going to come through and I'm going to win money on it, or they're not and I'm not, but I'd rather be getting a better payout with it.
I already know what's going to happen here. I've been taking the Sounders incessantly. You know, they keep failing me. I don't want to dip my toe back into the Sounders pool here. So I'm completely staying away from this game. This is my second full stay away of the week. I am so gun shy around Seattle Sounders footy right now. And knowing Tom's success this season in this league, knowing how things go with our various trends, congratulations to Tom on hitting this one. It's perfectly reasonable. I mean, if you had told us even a couple months ago that you're getting these kind of prices against a terrible Houston team, you'd say jump all in, get whatever you can on the spread, take that money line, even pair it with other stuff in parlays, like do all kinds of stuff on Seattle. Now, fast forward to having watched Seattle over the last few games, and I'm pretty scared to do so. I also thought about the both teams to score market here, but no idea what the Dynamo are going to bring to the table. It is now or never for the Sounders. They're now 6 points off a playoff spot. We've said this for a few weeks. I think it's safe to say if they don't win this game and some other results especially go against them, it's probably just about it. I mean, the math gets very hard if you're 7, 8, 9 points off a playoff spot after this result. Does feel very much like a must win. You just look at their games down the stretch of the season, though. They do have some opportunities after this one. Home to Austin is going to be tough. Away to Vancouver could be tough, but that's a team they've pretty much destroyed over the years as a franchise. Then home to Cincy, away to Sporting, home to Quakes. Those last three are all winnable in their own ways, but there's a lot of work left to do for Seattle if they do want to sneak in. Has to start here. I just do not want to be involved in this from a betting perspective, Tom. Kudos to you. I'm staying away from the Sounders for now. Congratulations to everyone backing Tom on this play.
We'll see. I think it's got to happen, and I'm going to bank on it happening, but who knows with this team. Next up is Quakes versus Vancouver. This is our final play of the day. San Jose minus 115, Whitecaps plus 285, and the draw plus 270. Vancouver on the road has suddenly lost one in their last six. They have four road draws, but still. Three of those draws have also been 1-1. And only one game has gone over three. The Quakes have been in horrible form. Just a win over LAFC since July 17th. They've played every kind of game too. Unders, overs, come from behind, come from ahead. I'd love to find a spot to bet here, but I can't. And I think I have to cap off the slate with a stay away because I'm not laying money with the Earthquakes in any game, even against Vancouver, who on the road is not great.
I'm gonna try Caps plus a half goal. Just as a kind of a Don't fade hit. The Quake situation here, give myself a little bit of flexibility. I am laying a minus 105 price, close to even here. If we're going to call the Sounders still in the playoff mix in the West, I think we need to do the same with the Caps. They're a point ahead of Seattle. But it is just one win in the last four, no away wins since June. You outlined all the Quake stuff. Not one of my favorite plays of the week, Tom, but I just feel like when you can get a plus half goal bet for a team that in a vacuum, I do think is at least slightly better than San Jose, which is Vancouver, I'm going to take it. So plus a half goal, close to even money, Whitecaps.
And there you have it, Taylor. Those are going to be our plays here. Now the question becomes, do we have parlays for the week? Because I'll be honest, I'm cooking one up on the fly here.
Oh, we love the on-the-fly cookups. I know this one's going to hit, too. It's going to be great.
I mean, yeah, I LA torched us last time, but there's got to be something good in here. As I'm scoping around, I got a three-teamer for plus 750.
I can throw you, if you want a couple seconds to think, Tom, I can get mine out of the way.
Hit me with your best shot.
All right, couple of money lines and an over. Minnesota money line, that was -110 at time of recording. Union Philadelphia money line, that was +180 at time of recording. And then over 2.5 in Portland Atlanta. All three of those come out to a +743 price, Tom.
I like it. I like it a lot. We have this. We have one similar play, which means that Philly is losing this week because Philly +180 is the first leg of mine. Columbus Crew -115 over the Fire. That's where I get worried. Over 2.5 in Nashville versus Austin at -150. And we're going to go over 2.5 in Toronto, Montreal at -175. All in all, comes out to +1273 in this one. I'll be sure to write it down after the show, but that is going to be my parlay here, Taylor. You know, it's a lottery ticket. We're trying to come out and maybe hit on a couple of these this season and really boost the unit total. Not the best bets in the world, but hey, every so often one of them sticks, and it's fun to have a ride. It's fun to have a group ride for the week. Let's go back over our plays now. This is the time where if you want to write down every game, we've got you covered. Minnesota versus Dallas. I'm going Minnesota money line and Minnesota plus the over 2.5 for +170.
Yeah, I'm just doing Minnesota money line on its own, -109.
Chicago versus the Crew. I'm going Columbus money line, -115.
Yep, a full agreement here, Crew money line.
New York Red Bulls versus the Union. I'm going Union +180.
More full agreement. I think the price is wrong on maybe the best team in MLS right now, Philly.
FCC versus CLT. No play here for me.
Yeah. I again, not in love, but a true SNT money line.
Nashville versus Austin. I'm taking the over 2.5 at -150.
Going two separate goal-oriented bets here. Both teams to score, yes, -152. A little more aggressive on the over 3 at +123. Separate plays.
Atlanta's going down. I'm yelling Timbers. Atlanta versus the Timbers here. I'm taking Timbers -103 and the over 3 at -130. Two separate plays.
Nice. Well, I'm pairing mine together, also fading Atlanta in this spot. Timbers money line, along with a both teams to score play. Those come out to +245 paired together.
I like. Toronto versus Montreal. I'm taking the over 3 -120.
Same read, slightly different play. Over 2.75, laying -129.
DC versus Colorado, no play for me.
Also no play for me.
New England versus NYCFC. I lean to the Revs +132.
Going Revs, tie, no bet, -134.
LA versus SKC. I'm going both teams to score, yes, -167.
I have two separate plays. I'm taking Sporting at +400 on the money line, and I'm also going both teams to score, yes, -167.
Seattle versus Houston. I'm taking Seattle minus the goal at +128.
I already regret this. Going no touch in this one.
Quakes versus Vancouver, no touch for me.
Going Whitecaps +0.5 goal, -105.
Capping it all off, LAFC versus RSL, and I am taking Salt Lake 6-1, just playing the price.
It saves the whole week, even when things are going south if RSL hits. I'm going both teams to score, yes, -155.
And there you have it, guys. Thank you so much for being with us here. Of course, don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at TV at Work. Follow Taylor at ATLT Will. And if you want to be involved, check out and follow at Because We Win on Twitter so you can stay up to date with all of the latest podcasts from around the Betting Weekly Studios network. We have games, handicappers for everything under the sun, every soccer league you can imagine. I know that our boys across the pond do a fantastic job. Shout out to Nigel Seeley, as always, with their Prem plays. They've got cricket. They've got tennis. They've got everything you could possibly want and more. So follow at Because We Win. And of course, don't forget to head to BetRivers.com. Check it out. Get in on the action. Get yourself set up with a BetRivers account today. BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino are wonderful sponsors here. Guys, thank you so much. Best of luck this weekend. Let's cash some tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.